Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William McHenry University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
This is Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Oh, it is good to be back. Welcome everyone to Crusader Talk, a show where everything is William Carey Athletics. From the field, the court, the diamond, and the pool. Occasionally bring Coach Gonzalez on. It's always fun. My name is Caleb Hamill, joined alongside every week by Josh West. And we're happy to have you with us here in our studio today. A special episode today, as we are not confined to the segmentation and commercial structure of radio. We get to bring you a full, unlimited, unencumbered podcast episode where we just get to speak our mind freely and not have to worry about counting ourselves down to the music. I like it that way.
Now, it's going to be nice, and the guest that we have lined up is going to be one that I'm ready to talk to. I think that for fans that are getting reacquainted, maybe it's been a minute, or don't know, we've got ourselves a new softball coach that is not really new at all.
See, you just ruined the way that I was about to start this show. I was about to, you know, make this whole big teaser thing, and I was going to say, you know, big news broke over our week hiatus, because we didn't do a Memorial Day show. We got to spend some time with family and do all the fun things. I was going to say, big news dropped over social media over the past week about big news of something returning to William Carey that everybody's loved when it was around, and we're back. And that's the Sunday buffet at the cafeteria. It'll be open from 11:30 to 2, and that's huge. I don't know about you, but that's huge for a lot of people to have it open over the summer.
I will be there Sunday. Actually, that's true story. We already made the plans. It was Saturday night, 2 days ago. I said, hey, next week. So that'll be the second week. They've worked out the kinks now. If there were any kinks of the Sunday buffet.
There you go.
They've worked it out in week two. We will be there on June 8th.
Do they have the fried chicken like they do on Wednesdays?
Oh,
on Sunday?
I hope so.
That'd be nice. But I'm sure whatever they have is going to be good.
I will be there on Wednesday. Will you be there on Wednesday?
I'll let you tell me again how good it is, just to make me regret not being there.
Okay.
But that said, we got to get you out for street tacos too. Clayton and I have been talking about this, trying to plan the right day to go.
This has got
to
happen.
Yes, it's got to happen. You got to try one. You got to try the street taco. He has been badgering me, trying to figure out what day we can go. And all of a sudden, summer plans have gotten us all discombobulated. But now we are all back. We can find a day to do it. I think we can do it. But all that said, my plan was foiled to try to tease what should have been Coach Hoag's announcement as the new William Carey softball coach, and I was going to just slide in the buffet thing in its place. But no, we'll go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. The Coach Wendy Hoag, which, by the way, if you were on social media, everybody already knew that. But it's great. Yeah, second time to be at William Carey as a coach. She was a player here back in the mid-90s and played on that inaugural softball team for the university. Going to be fun to talk to her, because there's a lot of life experience that she's faced from her time as a player through coaching to be an administrator at Petal, in addition to coach there, and then to the steps of coming back to William Carey. I'm looking forward to that conversation. And also, y'all two have some history. That's going to be fun to reunite with her.
Yeah, it is. I had a chance to work with her at Southern Miss. I had a chance to do a couple of projects with her at Petal with my son being a student there, and covering her when she won a championship. The last game she coached, her daughter was on the field and won a championship at Petal. So she is extremely familiar with winning, and the expectation is that she'll come here and do exactly the same thing.
So, and one little thing I learned from a press conference is we're about to get connected with her in just a bit, is that since Coach Fletcher took over for her in, I guess it was spring of 2015, was the first season without her, was that he has the better career wins record now with William Carey softball. And so she has a chance to overtake her successor once she comes back into the fold and gets things going. From a coaching standpoint, Coach Fletcher sticking around, though. He's going to be an assistant with Coach Hoag for a second time now. That is by his decision. He wanted to stick around. He encouraged the administration to go ahead and bring her in, not wait for his retirement, go ahead and make her the head coach. He would love to assist her along the way. And Hannah Moak Brister will be around as well to be the pitching coach. And this is going to be a fun group. There's a lot returning, I feel like, for William Carey. There's still a lot of holes to fill, too. Don't get us wrong. But only lost two players.
They're going to be really good in the graduation. Circle.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That'll be the junior year for Ryan Hornsby, or is it going to be senior year? I'm trying to remember how many years she's got now.
This has got to be the last year coming up.
Yeah, I didn't pull it up. Yeah, I remember her freshman year. I just can't remember which year it was. But that said, she'll be back, all things assuming go well. Nobody poaches our players. They got her, Neiman, Julia Shaw should be back to full health for next season. And obviously the other pieces to the puzzle, too. It's not just those three players. But like you said, strong in the circle. Going to try to figure out some of this hitting that eluded Carey last year. But sky's the limit. I mean, you make the NAIA National Tournament this year on what was somewhat of a lackluster season by Carey standards, to have so many series that you split and still make the field, to all of a sudden have a big spark plug going into the offseason.
It's still 136 games. But put that in perspective.
That's true.
A little bit of a down year, and you won 36.
Just speaks to the talent.
And sure.
It's going to be fun. I can go ahead and say that with the expectations that Coach Hogue mentioned in her press conference, to what we have seen her do everywhere she's been, it seems to set up for William Carey to have successful softball years to come. She'll get to coach her daughter for her senior year and then continue on with all the rest of the years. Yeah, we'll see how long she goes. Still relatively young as it relates to coaching years. So big things on the horizon, and congratulations to Coach Hogue and Coach Fletcher and what is going to be his opportunity to maybe take a slight step back and enjoy his last year or years before eventually retiring and leaving the program in good hands and in a good spot.
Oh, indeed.
All right. So up next, we'll have our conversation with Coach Wendy Ho, new head coach for the William Carey softball team, and a whole lot more as we recap the NAIA postseasons, the different Carey athletics programs, and a whole lot more. You're listening to Crusader Talk.
You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
All right, back on Crusader Talk. Glad to have you with us wherever you're listening. Man, great show. Yeah, we were worried about summer content and all those things, getting ready for just kind of that dead period where there's no athletic contests going on unless there's just scrimmages and all that. Very thankful the university would oblige us with something very nice to talk about. Nothing
major.
Major
news.
Absolutely major. And we are happy to be joined by newly returned, I guess is the way to describe it, Coach Wendy Hogue, new head softball coach at William Carey University. Coach, welcome in.
Thanks, Caleb. Thanks, Josh. Glad to be with you guys.
All right. Well, for those that are not familiar with your body of work and your path to get here, up through 2014, I'm trying to remember the start date off the top of my head. You were here for a while.
Yeah. 2005 was the first season.
Yeah, and took it all the way to the championship game for the NAIA World Series in college softball. And journey took you other places. You were never too far from home, but altogether, though it's a long journey, it's fun to have you back here. It's just like all Crusaders. They find their way back here somehow, some way.
Well, I remember there was a sign in the old Tatum court, and it said, Carey just feels like home. And my goodness, that's so true. I was fortunate enough to be there as a student, played softball, fell in love with the game of softball at William Carey, and it just, it's just always seemed like home, even when I've been away, across town in the black and gold. Still loved William Carey, always we and us, and it was never them, when I talked about William Carey. And then certainly during my time at Petal, getting back in that red, it certainly felt good. So good to be back at Cary.
Well, Wendy, our paths have crossed so many times at Southern Miss, and then for the NFHS Network, getting to cover the championship with Kinley, your daughter, who will be a senior this year. There have been so many magical moments that I've had a chance to be a part of. We will never forget the doubleheader win down in Lafayette against the Raging Cajuns. One of the best days of my broadcasting life. But you know, for me, this was to come to Cary for me was a complete eye-opening experience, and I was so humbled for the opportunity. I can't imagine how humbling it is to get a chance to run it back and do it all over again and chase another national championship.
Well, you know, Josh, you saying all of that, I have chills just listening to it and remembering all those things. And yes, Cary has, you know, and I think back to the early days as a player, being on the very first team, starting a program, and just fighting for respect, fighting to learn the game. You know, I think we had two players that had ever played fast pitch softball before. The first fast pitch game I ever saw, I played in. And William Cary gave me that, you know, gave me that opportunity. And then I fell in love with the sport, with the game, and it absolutely changed the course of my life. And, you know, when I was able to return as a coach all those years ago, it was May of 2004. We had just finished the season at Petal and finished the school year, and was able to return back to Cary. That's an interesting story. I'll have to tell you that. We'll save that one for another show. But they were, I remember, you know, Cary was 2-38 the year before I got there. And I, you know, they had struggled a little bit. And the year before that, I think they had won 6 games. So I remember my husband saying, "Hey, look, no pressure. As long as you win 3 games, you know, we're going to do well." But that's the thing. The pressure, pressure is such a privilege. And I've always wanted the pressure is on maximizing the potential, you know, of your team. That's what we were able to do. We got some recruits in there, and the first year we won 14 games, and you'd have thought we were going to the World Series. Everybody thought it was the greatest thing. The next year we were 500, and I just remember thinking, you know, we're gonna get some players in here and we're gonna be okay. And next year was right around that same mark, and I remember Craig Fletcher, who was a longtime assistant and who has kept this thing just really going strong during these past 11 years. I remember Craig and I talking, and he said, you know, what if we just tell the girls we're going to win 40 games? And I said, you know what? I think that sounds like a great idea. Let's tell them, and let's show them on paper how it can be done. So I will never forget, guys, sitting down and coming up with a formula. If we do this, this is what we can do, and we're going to win 40-plus games. That year, we were 42-7. And there has been, that was 2008. We were ranked in March of 2008, and were for over 15 years, you know, in the top 25. Just fell out of that those last couple of weeks of this season, but it was just amazing. And that's when I learned that as a young coach, it's expectations. You set the standard and the expectations, and the team is going to, they're going to step up. And that's what I love about William Cary. It's because there is a standard, and although there's no pressure, there is an expectation. And when that expectation's there, good things can happen.
You know, you mentioned it, I believe, in your press conference about the motto that William Cary uses of expect great things from God, attempt great things for God. If I quoted that right, it may be a little bit jumbled up in my head there, but still,
you got it.
But still, that's a great motto, not only for, you know, the academic side of things and the university as a whole, but like you say, the expectations that you set before a team are the expectations they try to live up to day in and day out. But Coach, just to kind of give us some background about you and your path back here, tell us a little bit about the, you know, life experience and everything that's gone through the decision making for you from going from Hattiesburg's William Cary to Southern Miss to Petal, and why is now the time to come back?
Well, you know, faith and family has always been my why, always. And so when I told you I'd save this for another show, but we're going to tie it right in here. When I was when I was at Pedal the first time, I got a call. We started the program there in 2000, and at the end of that year, I remember getting a call from Coach Knight. He said, "Hey, you want to come back over here and coach some softball?" And I said, "Coach, I'm not ready, not ready." The next year, he said, "Hey, how about just come be our assistant?" And I said, financially, that's not going to work for us. The very next year, so it's 3 years in a row, guys, that I happened to hear from Coach Knight. And I was pregnant with Kinley. And I said, "Coach Knight, I will be at Cary one day, but it can't be right now." I said, we're expecting and, excited about starting a family. Don't think I would do the program justice if I came now. So then I remember my husband saying, "You're done. Three strikes. You're out. They're never." I said, no, it'll come. It'll come." And I felt it in me from February of the year that I went over there. I just knew that that's where I was going. And our family, my family was right. Kinley took her first steps on the old Timberton softball field. That's where Cary played their games. And so it was just, it was the right season. It was the right fit for our family during that season. And then for 10 years, she traveled with me. She recruited with me. She was basically an assistant coach on the road. And, and then Keaton came along and Southern Miss came calling. And it was actually a couple times after getting a call from them. But I felt like our family was established enough. Kinley was older, so she couldn't travel with me as much. Eric was, his job was to where he could stay with Keaton some. So I went to Southern Miss, was there 5 years. It worked for our family. You ask my kids what their greatest memories are. Keaton's going to tell you about being at the Rock and, being in the turf. Kinley's going to tell you about working softball registration at William Cary when she was little, softball camp registration. So everywhere I've been, it's been our family. It's been the right fit for our family. And then I remember at Southern Miss when I started missing the kids and when I just really was convicted that I needed to be home more. It was Kinley had just finished her freshman year. I actually got a call from a buddy of mine. I was sitting at an airport in El Paso, Texas. And he called and he asked me, he said, "Hey, look, I want to ask you about a kid I'm hearing about in the Hattiesburg area." He said, "Her last name's Hogue." And he just, says she plays with the Thunder. And I just remember thinking, is this real life? This is a friend of mine calling, like recruiting my kid. I'm in Texas chasing other kids all across the country. So I just thought, hey, this something's wrong with this picture. And so I knew that was going to be my last year at Southern Miss. And Lord worked it out for me to come back to Pedal. I was fortunate enough that they were actually looking for a softball coach. And so I was able to coach Kinley her 10th, 11th, and 12th grade seasons. And not just Kinley, but a phenomenal group of young student athletes. And those girls were great. Kind of watch them grow up, being from this area, and watch them play. And to finish with a state championship, that was a lot of fun. But my favorite pictures of the season are seeing Keaton in the dugout, and the high five and Kinley after sliding in the third and all. And I, as much as I love the game and love playing it for God's glory and giving him the glory, it's just family has been so important. And this game has been such a gift to our family. So when Kinley graduated, I thought, well, gosh, my natural move has got to be to step out of the game, because if I'm going to watch her play in college, I can't continue to coach high school ball. If I go back and coach college, I won't get to see her play, unless I go to William Cary. But Craig had a good thing going, he was doing some really good things over there. So I was fortunate enough to go into administration at Pedal. We've got wonderful leadership here, and was able to watch Kinley some of these first 3 years, but just missed a lot, missed the game, went to a lot of other events. I was the activities director, still am, for a couple more weeks at Pedal. And I loved going and watching and supporting our kids, but it seemed like I was just always missing out on mine. And so when the opportunity came up to return to Cary, and there's been some talk over the past couple of years, but it was always for an administrative position. But guys, I miss softball so much, and I miss coaching so much. And so when Dr. Burnett said, "Let's come back, just do this, just coach softball for as long as you want to, just come coach softball." And, you know, Craig called and we had a pretty good conversation. And when I tell you God's providence is unreal and amazing, it absolutely is. So again, faith and family. And so here I am back all these years, back at William Carey.
Wendy, just tremendous to hear that entire story. And then for me to remember some of my first moments of you, seeing you with your teams when we met at Southern Miss, in those pregame devotions, in those pregame moments with your team. But at William Carey, that is such an expectation. It is such an open place for you to share the gospel, to minister, to be able to pour in to those young ladies in the program. And I think for you to be able to recruit young ladies that have the same values that you have at an extremely high priority, for you to be wanting to come back to this level, you've got to feel like that it's a perfect opportunity to seize on the momentum that Carey has continued and be able to get right back into the recruiting trail to bring in these players to, like we said, to do it the way Carey does it now, and that's across the board. Yeah. National championships are the goal.
Yes. Yeah. The standard in the athletic department is a little different than it was in 2004. You know, there have been some national championships, and you know, and if we're going to keep up, then we better start pedaling a little bit faster, you know, and it's just a way of life, just like the culture. It's a Christ centered, it's a servant minded, you know, it's a team first mentality for the entire university. It's always something bigger. We're always playing for something bigger. Everybody there knows that the glory is not individual glory, but it is for God. It is so freeing, you know, to give God the glory for those, for everything, but because it's absolutely the talents and the abilities that He's blessed us with. And that's, and I think that's why He blesses our university, because across the board, the academics, the arts, and the athletics at William Carey, I feel like every department gives God the glory.
Mm. Man, I'm getting goosebumps just getting ready for.
I'm getting fired up for the spring.
Oh yeah.
And it
wasn't a deterrent, Coach Ho, to have to work with Josh again, was it? Or was that a benefit to the
position? You know what? Oh, Josh does. I don't know if you know this, Caleb, but he's pretty good at what he does. He's got that voice. First time I remember hearing Josh calling women's basketball at Southern Miss, and I thought, I wonder what it'd take to get him on with some softball games. And then I don't know how it happened, but all of a sudden Josh, I just remember you being on that trip, and you traveled with us to ULL, and that's where we were forever bound together, you know, after that experience. So Josh was okay. He does a really good job. Looking forward to working with you again.
And speaking of working with people you're familiar with and getting to coach Kinley for her final year, that's got to be pretty special coming back to William Carey to do that.
Yes, it is. And that was, I'll tell you, that was, I was worried about that. It's been challenging, you know, to sit back and watch her for three and to kind of stand back. Because I, just like I told you before, it was always we and us. And yet when I talk about William Carey, I feel like I've always been a part of the university and certainly the softball program, and, you know, going and playing on the field. I remember seeing, you know, the groundbreaking at the stadium, and Dr. Kennedy and I looking at it's so relevant. The memories are so relevant to me. And then going back and watching her and trying to allow her to be herself and not be Coach Hogue's daughter, you know, it was cool to be Kinley's mama, you know, for a couple of years. But it was hard to stand back. It had been mine before, you know. I had been a part of that, and it had been so much a part of me. And I love the game. I love coaching so much. And to, you know, to say, I would love to tell you, man, I was so comfortable just sitting back with my feet up in the seats. It wasn't. It was an uncomfortable 3 years. So I am very excited. When she said, "Mom, I would love for you to come back," it was like that was the last thing that I needed to hear, to know that, that God was leading us as a family back in that direction. And like I said, Craig, being able to work with Craig, Hannah Moak is the pitching coach. Guys, it's not just Kenley and William Carey. Man, it is wonderful. But Craig Fletcher is one of my best friends. He's one of the greatest men walking the earth. Oh, you know, we started coaching T-ball together years ago. And then Hannah Moak is a kid I recruited from her seventh grade year through her senior year to William Carey. I left the fall she came in. She arrived on campus at William Carey in August. I arrived on campus at Southern Miss in August. So recruited her, never got to actually coach her, but now the opportunity to coach with Hannah, knowing the type of person, the type of competitor she is, the sole reason she walks the earth is to give God the glory. So just really looking forward to impacting, you know, and just being a part of and having the opportunity to influence some young women.
Coach Hogan.
And do it, the opportunity to do it through the game of softball. You know, you can't beat that.
That's exactly where I wanted to go. We've got time for maybe a question or two left. It's been a blessing that this was a week where we were directly in podcast format. You know, you were talking about how things just worked themselves out as you've been talking. Yeah. I think it's perfect because the time has flown by and we wouldn't have had this ability to do this on a normal week. So I'm thankful for that. And so again, just time for maybe one or two. This one I think is pertinent, and I've got to phrase it just right in terms of the question, and you'll understand what I'm saying. In the year 2025, going into the year spring of 2026, the world is ever changing, right? The only constant in life is change for us that are created. But yet here you are at William Carey, with a standard and with a resume, if you will, that players go back and look at, where the track record is there, with a school that is Christ-centered, and you're able to, I think, have such a level of credibility and support to be able to shape these young ladies and mold them the way you need to, and to reach young people in such a challenging time to reach them, that come in with all of their own challenges and, you know, different things that have happened in their life and their backgrounds and things that do you see where I'm going with this question? You have an opportunity,
yes,
I think, to be able to, with what you've done in the past, with what Carey is now and where the trajectory is, to have such a unique moment in time to really make an impact right day one, as you're already having.
Well, I hope you're right. I think you are right, Josh. You know, I feel like the Lord allows us to go through things to grow us, to shape us, to make us who we are, and with all that, again, the sole purpose is to do His work. I think the struggles that we went through early on, that I went through early on in my career. And then any little bit of success that we were able to have, it's because you finally figured out how to surround yourself with good people, you know, so that works out really well. And then there's been so many young ladies. When I went back to high school, the high school level, I just remember it was so pure, so innocent. And those girls were going through things that had I not spent 15 years at the college level, I don't know that I would have been able to talk them through some of those things. You know, as an athletic director for the past 4 years, I don't know that I would have been able to talk coaches through some tough situations had I not encountered those same things. So there are tough times, but, you know, tough times make tough people, right? And I just think that, that God allows us to go through. God has allowed William Carey softball all these different, pardon the pun, but seasons of life through all these years. And I think we're set up to do some really good things moving forward. We just got to stay focused, continue to work hard, and continue to give Him the glory, and you know, just good things are going to continue to happen. I feel like we may not win a ball game, but I can promise you we're going to love on each other, and we're going to serve Jesus. That's for sure.
Amen.
I think the percentage chance of not winning a ball game under your tutelage is probably pretty low, but we definitely think the latter part of what you just said there is definitely a high likelihood of getting to glorify God with your actions out there on the diamond. Coach Hogue, we look forward to visiting with you more throughout the next athletic calendar year, and look forward to seeing what the recruiting trail looks like, the preparations leading up to the season, and then ultimately the product out there. Looking forward to it.
Good deal. Thanks, Caleb. Thanks, Josh. Yep. Appreciate you guys giving us some time tonight. Yep.
Thanks, Coach. Let us know how we can be of service.
I sure will. Thanks. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks.
You too. All right, man.
Oh, how good was that?
I am so excited.
Yeah. I mean,
I haven't gotten the chance to meet Coach Hogue except for a handful of times. Saw her at the Hall of Fame banquet over the last baseball season when we had it over there during homecoming week. And that was just kind of a meeting at a distance type of thing. She got to, you know, be a part of it, wear her jacket out there and all those things. But one, just really cool to see her back.
Mm.
And I know it's my first time to see her in that capacity, but still, it's so cool just to kind of put a big bow on something that we talk about so often. And that's that William Carey is a special place.
Yes.
That coaches love to be there. Players love to be there. And in the case of Coach Hogue, though she left for a little bit to pursue other things, whether it be, you know, with family and sure, just career, she found her way back.
Well, and she's always stayed true to herself. She's always had those same values, and she has always stuck to those values. And she's she's made the moves as the Lord's led, and she's been obedient in that. And that's why you see the success she's had everywhere she's been, including Petal, including the athletic director job. Look how great situation she's leaving Petal in. Petal right. is on the rise back up as she leaves Petal, as all the pieces are getting in place, right? And all these great people have, and even some have returned to Petal, like the Marcus Bowles and type, right? Because of those situations.
I didn't even think about that.
And this is going to be huge to have Coach Fletcher still there. To have Coach Moak there, to have her there. Ooh, yeah. It's going to be really, really good. And because of what they built, even though they dropped out of she mentioned dropping out of the top 25 a little bit, it's because of that crest. It's because of that name, William Carey, mm-hmm. that carried the weight that got them into the tournament this year. And then they even won a game in the tournament. So that's part of her legacy.
Yeah. And it's a big hill to climb. You know, she talked about all the successes that Carey's had since she's left. Well, there's a little bit of a drought, to be honest with you. You know, the last championship, and this stinks that it's a little hazy for me, but I believe it was indoor track and field in 2020. That was the last championship for William Carey at a national level. Before that, it was women's soccer in 2018.
Right.
So it's been a minute, and we've had
but
some teams that have been
close. Knocking on the door, on the door.
It's the dam is having pressure built up behind it. There's a small leak, and it's ready to burst fully. And the question is now, who's it going to be? Now there's a chance with softball. Not that there wasn't before, but you start getting excited again when you bring back a coach that brought you to the championship game.
You know, we talk about the collection of coaches at Carey. Okay, we've talked about the Bobby Halford, Steve Knights, Danny Owens, and so forth. Now look at this collection of the ladies' coaches. Rhonda Shirley. Wendy Hogue, Coach Garriga, my goodness. I mean, you've got such a collection of coaches. It's a remarkable collection in this athletic staff.
Think about this, and I haven't brought this up yet, but Coach Tracy English, whenever he became athletics director after DJ Pulley's departure, we were all clamoring about, man, whoever takes DJ's place. One of the big things he's going to have to do right out of the gate, more than likely, he's going to have to make a couple big hires for people that have been around for a while. And we were talking about men's basketball and baseball. Who'd have thought we were talking about women's basketball and softball being his first two big hires?
I'd say he's hitting dingers. That's
absolutely.
What I would say.
I think he's batting 1,000 so far.
And, yeah.
We truly think, and this is not just us pushing sunshine or trying to be people looking forward to, you know, covering good teams, but we truly do think this is going to be a home run hire. I mean, obviously the track record speaks for itself.
Her last game she coached a championship. She walked off the field with a trophy. I mean, it was storybook. I had a chance to call that game. I mean, you get misty-eyed thinking back on that call. It was Wendy. That game almost didn't happen. It was Wendy Hogue on the field where she coached. The event was at Southern Miss. She is coordinating everybody to get the teams on the field, to get the water funneled to the tarp, to lift it on one end, to drain it to a drain.
She'd been there
to
before.
To save the field to be able to play the game that day. She saved the day, literally. Saved the field so they could play the game and win the championship. It was that's how I remembered it. Maybe it wasn't a game two or the elimination game. Maybe it was one of the games in the tournament. But I remember her saving a game. I think it was the game. And it was because she was out there. Somebody needed to take over. That's Wendy. She just jumped in and she said, follow me. And what it, she's a leader. Everybody followed. And it was awesome to watch. And you just sat there and smiled. You're like, yeah, of course. Of course it's Wendy.
Yeah. So looking forward to hearing a lot more of those fun stories and more of y'all's time at Southern Miss too. Any other fun stories that come along the way as we continue on in her career. Hopefully it's a good long tenure. And hopefully we'll get to see those results as well. We'd love to see William Carey back in Columbus, Georgia, or wherever the NAIA Softball World Series may be. I believe currently it's in place for Columbus, but it may be switching soon.
I'll go out on a short limb and say this about her next chapter for her career at William Carey. I would be shocked if it is not as long as she wants it to be. Safe to say?
I mean, it's
that's what the track record would say. That's what her career would say.
Both from hers and type of the universities.
That's the type of person she is. That's what her character is. Yes. And Carey backs her coaches, right? If you're putting out great people and you're doing things the right way, Carey sticks with you and lets you go through those little peaks and valleys of just the natural ebbs and flows of a program. And so, man, I'm pumped.
Yeah, me too. All right, well, we have reached the full end of the NAIA sports calendar. It's incredible that it has lasted as long as it has. And, hey, I love the fact that we have programs that cause the season to go all the way into the late May, early June. Hate it for all of them that they didn't finish with the ultimate prize of a national championship, but we are thankful for both baseball and softball making the postseason, as well as both men's and women's golf. Track and field as well. Golf and track and field made it the furthest as far as dates are concerned. And, hey, how about those bunches for Coach McKenzie getting third place in both men and women?
Both got trophies.
Yes, both got on the pedestal. Hardware.
Yep, absolutely. And going back to men's golf, highest finish ever.
Yeah, made the final cut.
Was that for men's and women's or just men's highest finish ever at 11th?
I think it may have been men's, but I'd have to double check. And Kevin Rosary would probably correct us when he hears this later, but still incredible. I mean, you'll always have the memory of the women's golf SSAC championship going to the playoff hole against Dalton State. That was incredible. The memory of hole number 5 at the NAIA championship, but everybody had to play the same hole again. We laugh about that looking back, but all in all, yeah, fantastic showing for all of these Crusader teams for Coach McKenzie, Coach Mixon, Coach Halford, and Coach Fletcher. Fantastic. And even beyond that, just thinking back about the athletics programs as a whole, I think we had two of our – I've lost track how many athletic teams we have now. It ain't six like it was, you know, way back when, but I think only two did not make an NAIA postseason, and they are still relatively young programs in – competitive cheer and beach volleyball. Those are the only two. Everything else made the NAIA postseason.
Yeah, and I would say probably you would set the over under at a year for those programs making it. Just give them a year.
Yeah. I mean, and beach volleyball is so close.
Within a year or two, they'll make it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, heaven forbid, you know, you look at competitive cheer, it was their inaugural season. They didn't make the postseason. Like, oh, well.
Everybody can't be swimming.
Right. we have to get Coach Gonzalez back on. It's prime time swimming time with this weather we've had lately.
Yes.
I got to find myself a body of water to get into. We've been waiting too long. The temperature's been just right for it lately. Need to get out there. But nevertheless, another big story, just thinking about postseason NAIA, you cannot mention this, or you can't avoid mentioning this with just how historic it was. I don't know if you were, you know, sitting on pins and needles, refreshing stats, or watching online. It was free this year, the NAIA World Series. Shout out to the Urban Edge Network for providing that free of charge to everyone this year compared to what it's been in some years past of having a paywall there. Grow the game. But they have made it readily available, and I was able to, through NAIA Ball's highlights they're posting, keep track of the games that were going on. Loyola didn't make it very far, neither did British Columbia, who left the Hattiesburg opening round. But the historic season finishes with perfection for LSU Shreveport, 59-0. Never been done before in college baseball history at any four-year level.
And I would have to think that that's a once-in-a-lifetime type achievement.
Oh, yeah.
And to beat it, you got to go 60-0.
Yeah. And, I mean, think about it. I really don't know that there's been a baseball team, period, that has finished undefeated with a championship.
What's the most wins to start a season in Major League Baseball?
Who knows?
For example, or even
it's
Division
nowhere
I
close to 58 or 59.
So what would it be? What would it be in Division I baseball? 35, maybe 32? I mean, what's the most ever in Division I?
I'd have to go back and look at Division I. I do know that there was a time when LSU Shreveport passed the best start to a season, which was somewhere in the mid-40s, low mid-40s,
okay.
I would say.
That's probably your answer.
But that may have been like a Division II, Division III.
Yeah.
And only in the World Series at 58-0 did they pass what was the longest ever college baseball winning streak of 58 games, or 57 games.
Spanning two seasons?
I can't remember if it was spanning two seasons or not, because I think that same team finished maybe 63-1.
Okay.
So maybe it's that one game somewhere thrown in there. But all that to say, they pulled it off. They've got an invitation to the White House. Hope they'll take it. But that is just so incredible. And again, like you said, once in a lifetime type of moment, because college baseball, it's one of those things. We talk about Ron Polk saying, that's baseball. You're going to lose some games that you probably shouldn't, but that's baseball.
Yeah. So what you're saying is, if William Carey does something truly unprecedented and you've got a sports fan in the White House as president, there's a chance that you can get that White House invitation.
So as long as Coach Ho goes undefeated this coming year, she'll get the team's invite to the White House, right?
That is exactly what I was hinting at.
Hey.
No pressure, Coach.
We've been doing this too long. I'm reading you like a book there. No, but it's great. I'm looking forward to it. But that is quite an achievement. And as soon as that final out was recorded, I was texting Ben Milam, and I think it texted you. And even I had friends coming out of the woodwork texting me saying, hey, isn't William Carey NAIA? Did you see this about LSU Shreveport? I was like, dude, I've been following this for a while.
All year.
And who knows? We will never know what would have happened had that Tuesday night ball game happened between William Carey and LSU Shreveport. If that would have ruined the perfection, or if it would have made it an even harder mountain for a future team to climb of 60-0. Who knows?
I was going to get to call it.
That's it. Yeah, because I was going to be in Starkville.
I was going to get to call it. So I told my son I was that close to being in – a part of history, perhaps.
Possibly. Well, as we look ahead to the summer, looking forward to a couple different episode ideas. You know, in the past, we've done interviewing the coaches' wives. We'll have to get Coach Hoke's husband. That's just the logical next step to get to do that. Maybe bring Kenley in as well. Get the family take on things, not just the coaches. But also look forward to seeing what Patrick Lee does in the Major League Farm System. I see what other Crusaders are up to in summer ball, and also get ready for soccer because HFC is in full swing, and we'll have some players to talk about there. Also see what Coach Farrell and Coach Owens are bringing to the table, who's back, who's not. That'll be our next season of sport in addition to volleyball, which we got that schedule released to us today, and it looks pretty good.
Jack Greenwood's back.
Yeah.
Jack is back.
Also, too, possible changes coming in the SSAC membership. As Middle Georgia State, we found out, you know, a year and a half or so ago that they were planning to join NCAA D2. That vote on their admission into the NCAA will be next month in July. So when that becomes official, which we expect them to have get their paperwork filed properly and have met all the requirements they needed, because they've been trying to do this for a couple of years now. They just finally found a conference that, you know, was ready for them. But that said, the SSAC will look to try to replace them. Got some hints early on as to who it might be. But when that becomes official, we'll definitely bring that to you and also tell you how that changes things for, you know, travel for William Carey. Will it be another Georgia school, you know, just a one-in-one replacement, or will it be someone more regional? And also, too, how that affects the stature of the different athletics calendars. You know, not calendars, you know what I mean? The challenging schedules for
automatic bids.
Yeah, automatic bids. That should stay in line. For a 1-to-1 replacement with a number of teams, but
keeping those two bids in right. most sports.
But do you get a stronger baseball school like you did with ABAC coming in this past year, or do you get a strong tennis program, maybe softball, maybe women's or men's basketball? Conference could use some tighter competition there. But we will break that down once it becomes official, and if it happens, that's the other thing, is we have to play that if game. But we wanted to come in the studio today and make sure we documented Coach Hogue's appearance into the fold as a William Carey Crusader coach for a second time, get her words, and we look forward to visiting with her more. Josh, anything else on the summer horizon that excites you?
I know for me, just to be able to catch up on the recruiting trail, so to speak, and just find out where they're going, where the camps are, where the team camps are. Talked to Coach Burt today. Want to reach in with Coach Garriga, check in with Coach Farrell. I'll get to run into a lot of them this weekend at HFC. So I have a lot of HFC to talk about. Got a lot, in particular, a lot of Carey's ladies players that are playing with HFC this summer.
Yeah.
So that'd be a lot to keep in touch with. And then looking forward to hearing kind of a state of athletics, if you will, to hear from Coach English this summer. Heading kind of out of the summer into the fall. Same thing with Dr. Burnett. Hear from him as well, because so much momentum across the board at Carey. Looking forward to that. Ben Smith, marketing momentum was at an all-time high in the spring. So certainly 25-26 will take us to new heights there. So there'll be a lot to talk about this summer.
I agree. So we will call that an episode in the book. Look forward to seeing y'all back here for our next episode as we continue on through the summer months and get you some more and more programming. But nevertheless, whether it is spring, summer, fall, or winter, we'll be talking William Carey Athletics on this here podcast. Thanks so much for joining. For Josh West, I'm Caleb Hamill. Till next time, good night, God bless, and go Saters.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.